This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doran, I wonder if you agree with what Bart Scott had to say about the Steelers' offense with Russell Wilson. Here's what he had to say. Quote, "Steelers' offense is football for dummies. I mean, that stuff I saw from Russell Wilson, they can crown him and say he looks good. A decent defense that sees how they're using him. I watched that. I thought I was watching football for dummies. Like, that was a game plan I would have used back when I was coaching my son." End quote. Bart Scott.
Huh.
Former Raven and Jet.
Bart Scott hates the Steelers.
He does.
But he's not wrong, you know, in a way. I mean, they ran boots and waggles. You know, that's like 101. But it works. It works for the personnel that you have. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, sometimes you don't need to think outside the box to beat football teams, you know, to beat a team. And if you look at the offense, yeah, like, it looks different than the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Okay, that's what the Chiefs are good at. That's what the personnel and the talent that they have can do. But for what the Steelers need to do to win football games, it doesn't need to be rocket science 101 offense. They can beat teams with boots and waggles. And clearly it worked.
Yeah, and throwing the ball up to your best players.
Right. Sometimes it's just you don't have to outthink yourself.
I think we've been asking for some of the simple stuff the last few years. I mean, really going back to Randy Feitner and Matt Canada, like, get your best players the football. Let them work in space. If they got one-on-one coverage, throw it up to them. We saw Pat Freiermuth make a one-handed catch because it was a perfect touch pass from Russell Wilson, and then he did the rest. He's getting paid a lot of money to make that catch, so he makes it. George Pickens, he thinks of himself as a number one wide receiver. Russ, I think, clearly feels the same way. You're going to single him up one-on-one. I'm going to get him the football. Oh, you're not going to put Sauce Gardner on him? I'm going to get it to him.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. So I think there's some sour grapes coming from Bart Scott. That's just the kind of guy he is and the kind of analyst he is, and he feels bad because his Jets are sitting there at 2-6 in a total disaster.
Uh-huh.
But if Russell Wilson doesn't take those shots in one-on-one coverage, then what are we saying about him? I put it all on the Jets, frankly. The Jets never adjusted.
Right.
The Jets kept doing the same thing over and over again and expecting it not to work out. Well, guess what? That's not how it goes. Okay, Sauce Gardner's a good player. Maybe put him on Pickens the whole time. They didn't. Maybe double cover George Pickens. They didn't. Bart Scott should be bitching, moaning, complaining more about his Jets defense than about the way the Steelers took advantage of said defense. They're going to get different looks moving forward. Okay, I think it was quite obvious eventually what the Steelers were going to do. They're going to see defenses that prepare differently now. I get it. I also think they're going to adjust.
Yes.
I think Russell Wilson's going to take what's given. I think that's the beauty of him. He doesn't need to be perfect. He's not the guy he was 6 years ago. But mentally, he's as good now as he ever was. He knows what to get into, what
to
get out of.
No doubt.
So I kind of that landed on me in a weird way. Bart Scott, like, Raven, Jet.
Oh, he does it all the time.
Elementary. Yeah, he does.
He does it all the time.
I don't think he's like super far off in his analysis, but that's what you needed to do to score 37 points.
Right.
So at a certain point, that's not on the Steelers for having some rudimentary game plan or scheme. It's on the Jets for you should know what's coming and you can't stop it.
Yeah, what's it say more about? It says more about the Jets not being able to stop that elementary school offense.
Yes.
And if that's what you want to call it.
Right.
They couldn't stop it. They scored 37 points. What are you talking about?
Right. If it's a roll the ball out there offense and we're going to do six things. Okay, you better get a beat on it.
Right.
Because if you don't, it says a lot more about you than it does the Steelers. It was also Russ's first game. And that's why I do think this game, apart from just winning it, is important. You want to see the growth of Russell Wilson. You want to see what it looks like now in the second week. There's no quarterback looking over his shoulder either. Justin Fields, he's got the hamstring. He's not going to be available in this football game. So it's going to be Kyle Allen. There's nobody in the crowd's going to be booing. Nobody's going to be chanting for Justin Fields. And I kind of think, oddly, that spurred Russell Wilson on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he said so much, too.
Yeah, it fueled him. For sure.
Like, oh, you're going to boo me?
Yeah, backs against the wall type deal, for sure.
I want to see a fast start. Like, they haven't really had a fast start all year offensively. Justin Fields was leading the Steelers to just over 6 points per first half. Russell Wilson and the Steelers scored 13 against the Jets. Wouldn't have if not for the beanie pick. It looked like the game might actually get away from them a little bit there. And they were able to score 13 points. Can you go out there and get a lead? You get a lead against the Giants with Daniel Jones.
It's over.
It's over. And Cam Hayward, TJ Watt were talking about how they wanted to get back on the football field late in the game. Steelers go down. They score with 30-some seconds left. They wanted the Jets, to get another shot so they could pin their ears back. We haven't seen that in years. You get a lead against this team, like, they want to run Daniel Jones. They want to run the football. They gave up 9 sacks last week. If you get out 14-0, 13-0, 17-0 like the Colts did, you're going to win the game. You're going to score 40.
Yep.
Because they can't protect that guy.
You need to, too.
Yeah.
That needs to happen. That's the next step for the Steelers.
Is full 60-minute kind of beatdown.
Yes. Start fast. Get up early. Let the defense pin their ears back. Score 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's what needs to happen.
If that happens, we'll have nothing to complain about tomorrow and for 2 weeks going into
right.
a bye.
Yep.
And this is what good teams do.
Exactly.
Look at what the Lions just did. The Eagles, I think, are warming to the task. They've won 2 games in convincing fashion now. The one prior to the Cincinnati was against these New York Giants. Leave no doubt that you're the much better football team.